The National Institutes of Health has signed an agreement that will make 5 human embryonic stem cell lines available immediately to NIH researchers. Embryonic stem cells have great potential for new therapies because they can turn into any cell type in the body. But researchers have worried about getting access to stem cells because of patent issues. The new agreement is significant because it allows the NIH to retain ownership rights to any discoveries made using these cells. NPR science correspondent Joe Palca is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why only 5 stem cells? I thought Secretary of Health Tommy Thompson said there were 64.
Well, that's right. These 5 stem cells are from the University of Wisconsin, which was the university that first established embryonic stem cells in the laboratory. Tommy Thompson has said that there are 64 different embryos that have provided embryonic stem cells in the world. So there's a bunch of other entities that own the other stem cells. And of course, he also admitted yesterday that not all of those 64 stem cell lines are ready to be handed out to other researchers.
Not fuzzy math.
Yeah, exactly.
Was it difficult to negotiate this deal?
Well, these deals are always difficult because it's a classic problem of a buyer and a seller. Basically, the University of Wisconsin holds a patent on how you get these cells, and they say, you want to use our stuff? Fine. Go ahead, but we want something for it. And the researchers say, well, what should we give you? These don't have any proven value at the moment. They might be useful someday for a product, but right now they're just cells in the laboratory. We have to study them. We have to see if we can come up with something. So universities, the people who own the patents, have tended to say, okay, here's what we'll do. You can have them now for virtually nothing, but if you come up with a fantastic cure for heart disease or something like that, we want a piece of the action. And that's called reach-through rights. So you're not actually using the original material that was given to you, but you're using something that's derived from the original material. And those reach-through rights are considered noxious by universities. They want to keep their own, the other people want to keep their own profits.
So why did they give up on reach-through rights?
Well, that's important. It's a little hard to say exactly. 2 reasons. When the head of the Wisconsin organization that actually negotiated the deal was asked that question, he sort of got a twinkle in his eye and said, because we want to see researchers do great things with our cells. But I suspect he also got a little bit of persuasion from the U.S. federal government, because these agreements have to be signed before the cells can be distributed to anybody. And the whole embryonic stem cell research plan of the federal government would come collapsing down if they couldn't find a way to get these agreements signed between researchers and the University of Wisconsin and the other places that have them.
Does this solve all the problems?
Well, it's a good model. By taking this first step, the National Institutes of Health and other researchers can point to this and say, this is how we did it with them. You guys should fall into line. So it's important in that way. But there's a bit of a problem looming, I think, or it still exists, and that is that a biotech company called Geron holds certain exclusive rights to certain material because they actually paid for some of the research that the University of Wisconsin did to come up with their stem cells. So Geron is a private company, and they're a little less likely to give away inventions. And so if it turns out that somebody discovers something important that impinges on one of their exclusive license rights, then there may be a different story. There may be fights.
Is this agreement going to speed the development of therapies?
Well, in the general sense, absolutely yes, because you don't know what these things can do, these embryonic stem cells, until you work with them and try them and see what happens and do experiments. But the downside is that at least for the 5 cell lines that University of Wisconsin has, the agreement says you can't use these for therapies or diagnostics. So it's not going to be these cells, but they'll lay the groundwork for something in the future.
NPR science correspondent Joe Palca.